This morning, we have been reflecting on the legacy of country music legend Dolly Parton, who died overnight aged 80. And she won so many accolades, but said one of her proudest achievements was establishing her Imagination Library. It began as an idea to distribute free books to students in her hometown in East Tennessee, but it grew into a worldwide program that has donated more than 300 million books since its inception. And while Dolly was here in Australia touring in 2011, she explained what it meant to her.
My own father, who's one of the smartest people I ever knew, was from a family of about 15 kids. So they had to start working. My dad didn't get a chance to go to school. So he was so very proud of me when I started the program. He got to live long enough to see that all doing really well. And he was prouder of the fact that the little kids called me the book lady than the fact that I'd worked so hard to become a star.
The book lady. Well, here with me to have a chat about the legacy of this program is Lindsay McKee, CEO of United Way, which runs the Imagination Library here in Australia. Lindsay, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you so much, Tegan. It's wonderful to have the opportunity to share some more about the legacy of Dolly Parton.
So how did this program make its way all the way to Australia?
Yeah, like it's an incredible global program. It's in four other countries. And in 2013, we just saw the advantage and the opportunity of actually bringing what was a global program with great evidence behind it to our Australian children and families. So since 2013, we have been working with lots of incredible partners and funders to roll this out. And we have now 50,000 children, Australian children, enrolled on this program, and they're getting beautiful, high-quality Australian books, and as well as much-loved books that we all know and love from our childhoods, and they're getting that directly into the home every month.
So it actually started in Tamworth, and last year I spoke to some of the Tamworth parents. We were talking about the program back then, and they told me what the program meant to them. Here is one of the parents we spoke to.
Personally, I came from books, so it was quite easy for me to jump in, but my partner, he never read a book for the last like 10 years, so it was great for him just to know what to pick up and really connect with her in a way as well too.
Is that a common reflection, Lindsay?
Yeah, the great thing, Tegan, we hear, you know, we wrote this program out to really support early literacy and parent-child bonding and parent-caregiver bonding. But we've also realised there's incredible other outcomes around parents' literacy and adult literacy improving. We've heard librarians telling us they're getting more children accessing libraries. We're hearing from allied health nurses that reach more families because we're into the homes of more families in Australia through this beautiful, trusted, joyful program. So the ripple of impacts that we're seeing are pretty incredible.
You didn't need to be Dolly Parton that brought this program. Sending books around is something that could have happened anyway. What is it about her specifically that makes this legacy special?
Yeah, look, I don't know how much you know about her, Tegan. I've been doing many deep dives around Dolly. You know, I'm an absolute fan of her. She's just an absolute legend musically as a songwriter, but also in her philanthropy and, you know, her vision for education and access to education for so many. And we knew by bringing this program, the wonderful thing about it, it's such a high dosage. It's 60 books into the home over those first 5 years, which are the most important years of brain development for children. So we knew there was this really successful model that was working with that we thought we could actually bring and leverage. And what we do is we work with many wonderful Australian partners, academics, authors, publishers, to really make sure we put a stamp on it that makes it very much Australian but leverages the incredible global foundation that Dolly and her team have set up.
Will it be continuing now that she's gone?
Yes, which is wonderful. This is very much part of Dolly's legacy, and the way that the foundation have been set up, it's very much we want to keep on rolling this out. There's 3 million children every month globally who are getting this book. And as I said, 50,000 in Australia. And certainly at United Way, we want to continue to support more children and families have access to this.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for chatting with me today. Lindsay McKee, CEO of United Way, which runs Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in Australia. And thank you for your tributes to Dolly on the text line. Dee says, we had a dress-up party a few weeks ago where you had to show up as someone beginning with the letter our name began with. Thank you for the honour and the privilege, Dolly. You may be gone, but not forgotten. Rest in peace. Dee has attached a photo of her dressed up as Dolly Parton. Another says, we will always love you, Dolly.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.